Hey there. Thanks for listening to the story from Pride and Prejudice, the queer interest show on Radio Adelaide. We are digital, online, and 101.5 FM. I'm Rick, and today I'm chatting to Peter, who helped found the Adelaide University Sharks, a gay and inclusive rugby union team. To be part of this conversation, or start another, get in touch with us on our social media. We are Pride and Prejudice Radio Adelaide on Facebook, or at Pride Prej Radio on Twitter and Instagram. With no further ado, here is Peter introducing himself.
Okay, so I started playing rugby 6 seasons ago at the gentle age of 44. It's been a great sport to be involved with. I've travelled around nationally and internationally with it, not because of my playing abilities, but because it's an inclusive sport where participation is the key focus.
Yeah, cool. And so you've always had an interest in rugby. Is this a league or a union thing? I don't know the difference.
Okay, so rugby league is another sport. It's closely related to rugby union, but the focus for the Sharks is rugby union, and that's what we play here in Adelaide.
And that's what you've always been interested in.
That's right.
So you've played in other teams. How has that been for you? Or maybe some of the other players talking, feeling about kind of being queer or an ally in what is, I think, still seen to be a bit of a homophobic environment?
I disagree that it's a homophobic environment. I've always found rugby union in particular to be very welcoming of every person. The focus for the Sharks is to ensure there is a gateway into rugby for gay and inclusive participants, whether they want to be volunteers or players, or just come along and learn about the sport.
That's really good to hear. So why found a queer and inclusive, a gay and inclusive
team? The gay and inclusive team idea it's not new. So the King's Cross Steelers in London started 1996-ish.
And this terminology we're using, gay and inclusive, is an internationally standard term.
That's the international standard in the international gay rugby community. It's inclusive of all LGBTIQ persons, and our goal is to find a way for people to play, really.
Yeah. So why choose the mascot Shark? There's a million options. You're founding a brand new team. I'm not knocking it. It's a great mascot. But why Sharks in particular?
Well, one of the purposes of the Sharks is to give the gay and inclusive players a team to play for in the international events like the World Bingham Cup or the Australasian Purchase Cup. The Shark is something that's local in South Australian waters. People come here to swim with the giant fish that eats things.
Strange people, we can all agree.
But also, it's when you think about it, the diversity in the Shark family was also parallel to the diversity in the sexuality diverse and gender diverse communities that are the rainbow community. So it's a good aspect that way as well. And footy wise, it's a good creature that's feared and respected all at the same time.
It is a terrifying mascot. It's a good choice. So you've founded a gay and inclusive team. How have the rest of the union or the other teams in the competition, how have they received you or that?
Really well. It's been a really welcoming response from the other clubs and other teams. Rugby Union South Australia has been sharing our social medias with their social media and promoting us where they can. And just as an example of the welcoming we received, we played on Caparinga last weekend, and one of their players came over to our debrief huddle and he welcomed us to the competition, said it was a pleasure to play us, and they're looking forward to watching our growth as a team.
That's really exciting. How's the team doing?
We're yet to get our first win, but we have not been scoreless. So hopefully we continue to build on those scores and eventually have more than our opponents. We do hope to sing the university club song this year, though.
How big is the union? How many teams? How many games is, I guess, COVID has kind of impacted on everything as well?
COVID has impacted. So because we play third grade, a couple of the clubs had to drop their third grade teams. But generally, I think there's about 6 third grade teams in the competition, with 10 clubs in the competition, ranging from the Barossa Valley right down to Onkaparinga.
Yeah, cool. So do you have a message for your fans?
Thank you so much for your support so far, and please keep that support coming. Share our socials where you can, and please, you know, if you see our merch on there, please buy it. And if anyone is interested in playing rugby union, who wants to come along into a very LGBTIQ friendly community, then please contact us through the socials or on our email address.
What are those digits?
So the email address is AdelaideUniSharksRugby@gmail.com. That's all one word except for the @gmail.com part. Our Facebook is Adelaide University Sharks Rugby, and from there you can send messages to the club. We also have an Instagram account, or more importantly, we have trainings on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. at Waite Campus, which is on Fullerton Road in Erbury.
Yeah, cool. It's kind of on the corner with Cross there, isn't it?
Yeah, just down from there. So just keep going south a little bit further and you'll see two sets of H-posts down on the oval and some guys running around them.
Yeah, thanks for coming in this Tuesday afternoon ahead of that. That's really okay. Appreciate your time. I guess we've sort of like gay and inclusive, and we've bandied about terms like LGBTIQ. Is there a women's league in Adelaide?
Yeah, the women's,
or a women's union?
Well, the women's competition in the union is continuously growing, and Adelaide University received their first women's team since the early 2000s in 2019, and they went through the 2019 season undefeated and came out premiers in the end. So we're very proud of our girls at uni, and generally the girls right across the board, because they continue to show the spirit of development and growth in rugby union.
It's great to see lots of sports doing things for LGBTIQ women's. Thanks so much for coming in, Peter.
No, really, thanks very much for having me here.